Tomorrow, the Senate inquiry that's going on into credit and financial services holds its next public hearing up in Brisbane. All action in Brisbane at the moment, it seems. The inquiry is looking into credit and financial services targeted at Australians already at risk of financial hardship, like payday lenders, buy now, pay later firms, and credit repair agencies. Just like the Banking Royal Commission, many are bracing themselves for another lineup of consumer horror stories, as David Taylor reports.
For many debt-distressed Australians, cobbling some money together from a payday lender is a last resort in an effort to stay afloat.
People do what they need to do to survive.
Kristen Hartnett from the Salvation Army.
Sometimes that means they're actually going without food and necessities, but they will take on these payday loans to bridge and to cope with getting, it might be washing machines or it might be basic living expenses.
The salvos are among a number of industry players set to front a second hearing of a Senate inquiry into credit and financial services targeting Australians at risk of financial hardship tomorrow.
Yeah, recently one of our services had someone who took on 20 payday loans. So as they took on one loan, they couldn't survive, so then they kept robbing Peter to pay Paul. In the need to survive, they just kept going from one situation and then it got impacted by taking on another payday loan.
Once you've processed the trauma of being stuck in a debt trap, the Consumer Action Law Centre can start to draw up a recovery plan. Director Catherine Temple.
Payday lenders are spending huge amounts of money on advertising, particularly online, and targeting people through new and innovative ways like social media. The vast majority of payday loans are now taken out online, but the reality is that loan is not going to improve their financial situation. Instead, they'd be much better off speaking to a financial counsellor for advice, or to contact their debtors and talk about payment arrangements or other ways to get on top of their debts.
One reason for having the inquiry is to ease concerns. Some smaller lenders manage to dodge the glare of the Banking Royal Commission. Miranda Nagy is a principal lawyer with Maurice Blackburn.
Look, I think they called it, or somebody called it, the Off-Broadway Royal Commission. And look, certainly the Banking Royal Commission showed us that you just need a pulse to see that something is very rotten in the way that major Australian companies treat their consumers.
Ms Nagy says the biggest problem senators will grapple with during this inquiry is how to deal with lenders who go out of their way to avoid consumer protection laws.
So you're talking about purchase contracts that are potentially worth, you know, over $1,000 in circumstances where the provider doesn't have to, you know, look at Mr Bloggs and say, is this person really in a position to pay this back? Is this going to lead to a debt spiral or to overcommitment problems for this person? And so, you know, whether or not the avoidance is intentional or not, the effect is that consumers are missing out on important protections. And, you know, we're quite concerned, I guess, about the impact that these kinds of arrangements can have on vulnerable and financially marginalised Australians.
And hence the Senate inquiry. So what would you like to see come out of the inquiry?
Look, I think one of the main things that we need is a really broad-based and powerful anti-avoidance provision that says to companies operating in this area, we will look at the substance of the transactions that you enter into rather than their form. We will look at the intent of them. We will consider, for example, whether they are designed to put, you know, the conduct outside of these consumer protections, and we will act accordingly. So that's obviously one issue. There is, of course, always the perennial issue of enforcement, I think, that has been raised, you know, very powerfully by Commissioner Hayne in the Financial Services Industry Royal Commission. And, you know, some of those considerations do apply in this area as well. It's quite heartening, I guess, to see that ASIC is turning its spotlight and attention on things like the buy now, pay later arrangements and is keeping those under sort of very active attention. You know, there's only so much a regulator can do, though. So obviously the regulator needs more resourcing, but the laws also need to be tightened up to make sure that consumers enjoy the benefit of these laws, which are there to protect them.
Catherine Temple from the Consumer Action Law Centre says she can't wait for the inquiry's recommendations.
We are hoping to see some really strong recommendations to make sure that these finance providers are brought into line with the rest of the sector and are operating to work in people's best interests. When you're in problem debt, you should be able to trust the people you call for help, and you shouldn't be exploited by lenders that are charging huge interest rates that are far and above what is reasonable.
Another key voice in this policy debate is the Australian Banking Association. In its submission to the Senate inquiry, it said it understands that these services can put many debt-distressed Australians into an even deeper financial hole, adding that for many, it can be the difference between someone being able to stay afloat and that same person ending up completely broke. RN Breakfast asked for an interview with Chief Executive Anna Bligh, but she declined. So what can we expect to hear this week? Miranda Nagy again.
I'm hoping that there'll be some interesting and powerful things said about, you know, what is the potential for change here. There's obviously, you know, a great momentum looking at, you know, what can we do to improve the banking industry for ordinary Australians, and there is a real opportunity here too. And I think, you know, this inquiry was clearly set up because there was a recognition that the Banking Industry Royal Commission could not look at all of the incredibly important financial services directed at vulnerable Australians, you know, and I think we can really hope and feel optimistic that this opportunity to cast light on important business activities is not going to be missed.
Catherine Temple.
We've been seeing problems with a lot of the businesses that are featuring in this inquiry for many years. So we are really glad to see a spotlight finally being shone on some of their practices.
The Senate Economics References Committee is expected to report on its findings by the 22nd of February.
Our business reporter, David Taylor. And one of the lenders to appear at the Senate hearing, Afterpay, got back to us after deadline. Afterpay told RN Breakfast that it is not a payday lender and it does not target vulnerable people. It says it shares the community's concern about business models and practices that don't have the customer's best interests at their core. It's a major issue for a lot of people emerging in our society, and it'll be a lot of interest, I think, on this Senate report.